Welcome to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. Father, we thank you so much for opening up our hearts to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to just have a little talk with you today, heart to heart, like you're sitting in my living room and we're having a little chat as I share with you some things that's been going on in my heart. You know, when we're together with friends, we kind of, you know, tell each other stuff. So I'm going to tell you something today, and I think it's going to really bless you and for those individuals who struggle in this area. And what I want to talk to you about is a memory. We have memories in our mind, and they mess with us, don't they? We start thinking about how it was and what happened and how we didn't do something right, and those kind of painful memories. Some of them could be trauma. Some of them could be decisions you made. Something happened to you. All these different memories come flooding, and they want to hurt you. They want to take you down. They want to torment you. Sometimes you have dreams about them still, and it's happened like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, yesterday. Whatever the time frame is, those things become a permanent fixture in your thinking. There's a chemical in our body, and it causes us to take pictures of different things in our lives, and it connects it to a emotion. So I can't remember a lot of things because nothing really emotionally attached to it, but I can remember everything that brought an emotional attachment. My husband and I will be talking about something that happened in the past, and I'm like, I'm all passionate about it. And he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. He had no connection to it. There was nothing that caused it to become a permanent fixture in his life. And so this is what I want to talk to you about, because some of these thoughts that are tormenting need to be restored. Well, actually, all of them need to be restored so that you will be able to live your life without all that heavy burden of your thoughts. Let me give you the story, and then I will share with you how to get free. I went to visit my grandchildren, and so we went shopping, and we were running late to go to the movies, so we ran to the car, left the stuff in the store, and we were going to go back and get it later, and I realized I didn't have my cell phone, so we had to run back into Walmart, and literally we ran, okay? I ran down to the aisle we were in, and on the way there, my one granddaughter sprained her ankle. She tripped on her shoe. Of course, we were running. You're not supposed to run in the store. We were running, and her foot kind of went back on her flip-flops, and she stood there, and she's going, Grandma! And I ran back to her, and I go, what? She goes, my foot. And it was just, she just hurt her foot, and I'm holding it, and I held her foot, and I prayed that Jesus would heal her foot, and I held it, and then I said, stay right here, Bella. I'll be right back. And here is a 9-year-old girl standing in the aisle holding her foot and crying, and I'm running off. Okay, what kind of a memory will that be with me forever? Now, that thing happened. It was like 30 seconds, right? I came back to her, and we were able to go back out from the store from there. But I keep thinking about that incident. I keep thinking about how I left her in the aisle, how her foot hurt, how I didn't tend to her, how I was more, you know, concerned about my lost phone than my granddaughter's foot. And all those thoughts began to torment me. Have you ever made a decision where you wished you would have never said it or did it or would have done it differently? I'm talking to somebody right now. Talking to somebody right now who has a memory that keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And the guilt and the sadness and the pain just keeps growing and growing and growing. I want to say this to you. There's nothing you can do about what has happened. And that is, as I began to dwell on how a horrible grandma I was and how I was more concerned about my phone than my granddaughter's foot, the Lord stopped me in the middle of it and said, there's nothing you can do differently. What is done is done. Look at it differently. So he began to show me all the blessings that came out of it. First of all, when I prayed for my granddaughter's foot, I held onto it and I prayed. I made a right decision there. I stopped immediately and prayed for her. Then I told her to stay put and I'll be right back. So I ran off with the other kids and came back, right? Anything could have happened. Somebody could have stolen my granddaughter, but they didn't. And the Lord showed me this. He said, when you prayed for her foot, I met her knee there and I was with her the whole time. I never left your granddaughter. I had warrior angels all around her. I protected her from harm. So what the Lord showed me was this. In my weakened mindset of decision making, God was there. He filled the gap. He met me where I was weak. He met me where I made a poor decision. He took care of the situation. And what's amazing is that when you hurt your foot like that, it could take days before it ever heals. Well, because I did stop and pray immediately, within about an hour, the pain was completely gone and she was able to walk perfectly. And I asked her a few hours later, how's your foot? And she goes, fine, Grandma, I'm good. You know, like nothing ever happened. Why can't we be like little kids? Like nothing ever happened. She's not going to carry around that pain, that memory. She might remember what happened, but the pain won't be there because her heart was healed, because the Lord met her, because she has faith as a little child, because she, you know, the pain was gone, so everything's okay now. What we do is we hold on to it. We don't let it go. We beat ourselves up with it. When God wants to use it to show his glory. He wants to use it. It's just like when the boy that was born blind, he wasn't born blind as a curse. He was born blind so God can show his mercy and his power when he healed the boy that was born blind. It's like with my little granddaughter. She hurt her ankle, yes, that he met her, that he protected her, that everything came out all right by showing his glory. I'm the one carrying around the memory that I was a horrible grandma. I'm the one carrying it around. I'm never going to forget that, but I can be healed from the pain associated with it by turning it around and seeing the goodness and the glory that is in it. Now, somebody needs to take a look at their own memory, the one memory that keeps flooding you every time you wake up in the morning. This just beats you down. I want you to take that thought. And I want you to look at it and don't run from it anymore. Don't be afraid of it. It's just a thought. Yes, those things happened. But it's in the past. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning and that we are created a new creature in Christ Jesus. We are new every morning. So those old things are passed away. All things have become new. But you're carrying those old things into the present. Okay, so we've got to take a look at every one of those memories. And there's several others I'm going to look at in a different way now, as the Lord will bring them to light again. But this one particular one God used to help you to see the glory in it. Yes, it happened. Yes, you made a bad decision, perhaps. Yes, you were responsible. But this is going to turn around if you can take that thought and allow God to work his miracle in your mind with that thought. Then you're going to see how God is good, how he met you, how he orchestrated you right out of that situation, how he worked all things out anyway in spite of you. See, you've got to grab a hold of that and take that memory and look at it completely different. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, I ask that you minister to every heart right now that has a painful memory that keeps coming up over and over again to torment them. They cannot live a joyful and peaceful life with that little residue, that little burning ember that is messing with them, God. I know it's not on their forefront all the time, but it's back in the back of their mind, eating at them almost every day. I pray that you help them pull it out to the forefront of their mind. Help them to look at it straight in and be honest about it. Just like I was honest about when I left my little granddaughter in the aisle and my phone was more important at the moment. I know the phone isn't more important than my granddaughter, but in that moment it was. And that moment is what the enemy wants to use against me. Father, I ask you to help each person see that moment of their decision. And that they would take it to you and say, Father, yes, I did that. But you are greater. The Bible says that though our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. So I pray that every memory that these individuals are thinking that has caused them torment, that you are greater than it, that you have already gone through it and passed it and worked it out. Help them to let them see it in a different light, to forgive themselves for their choice and to see it in a different light, to see it the way you intended them, that you met them in it. Even in their weakness, you were there. Even in their decisions, you were there. And that your angels, that your power was there, even though they weren't in their right mind at the moment. Father, I thank you, God, that you meet us where we are, that you teach us where we are, and that you have never left us nor left the situation, that you worked all things out for our good and for your glory. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, I would love to hear from you. Please give me a call. It's 530-620-4641 if this message met your need today. God bless you. This is my 100th show on the radio. So in commemorating that, every individual who calls this ministry, I will give you a free downloaded version of my great book that many people are really being ministered to, is Grieving Loss Without the Bitter Pain. Taking what I just shared with you today about a memory, which is a loss, you can actually grieve over a memory, and turning it around for your good and for the glory of the Lord. Call me and I will be glad to send you that book. Hi, this is Linda Lang with Restoring Your Life. I want to personally invite you to attend our free Restoring Your Life conference, September 29th through the 30th at the Holiday Inn Express in El Dorado Hills, California. Several dynamic speakers will enhance your walk, strengthen your faith, and empower your life. Beginning Friday night at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-620-4641. That is 530-620-4641. Or visit our website at restoringyourlife.tv. The theme for this year is healing at the root. What it means to truly be healed in our heart that can actually impact our health. We're also giving out tote bags, door prizes, handouts, refreshments, and more. Be sure to introduce yourself. I would love to meet you. See you there.